Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next in this week's edition of In My Backyard, Lisa Brautz says everyone can become a gardener. All it takes to do the job is to get started and get your hands dirty.
Talk about food is everywhere. Never before has there been such wide interest in where food comes from. Never before have we heard so much about how it was grown, who grew it, who should have access to which kinds of food, what's good for us to eat and what isn't, what can be sold at farmers' markets and by whom, what's for lunch in school cafeterias, prisons, hospitals, and other institutions, how our food suffers or might suffer the effects of weather and resource depletion and pollinator reduction. The list of subjects and outlets for these subjects is endless. There are books about our food system, TV shows and movies addressing our food system's inadequacies. Countless blogs are dedicated to food and our food system, from the White House to conversations between friends and neighbors, from the mass media to the underground press. We are soaking in food system news. And it's this soaking in it that can make a person think it's all too big and out of reach, kind of hopeless, and that anything the little guy can do is largely symbolic. Except there is a practical response to this food system overload, and it involves taking care of business from the ground up, literally. When I first moved to downstate Illinois from Chicago 14 years ago, I really wanted to grow some food, since I had moved to what seemed to me to be the country, where growing food was what people did. It sure wasn't happening in Chicago back then. Anyway, our first landlord wouldn't allow me to put a garden in. It was the perfect lawn for such an endeavor, too, so I satisfied myself with growing basil starts in a window box. The plants did pretty well, but it occurred to me as they grew that I had no idea what to do with basil. None whatsoever. I eventually figured it out, but I also learned the first of several valuable lessons. It's fine to grow something you've never tried, but not when it's the only thing you're growing. A couple of years later, we had moved to a different house, and this time the landlord was cool with me trying to grow food in the backyard. I enlisted some help, a friend who acted as my gardening guru, someone who could answer all my questions and show me a best practice or two. My very first food garden was made up of 3 tomato plants and 2 pepper plants. And I won't lie to you, I felt like Mother Earth herself when I picked and ate that first ripe tomato. The lesson I learned that year was that growing food is about relationships. The relationships you develop with other people to teach and be taught, and the relationship between growing food and eating it. Both are powerful. I was sold. The small backyard garden wasn't enough, so I dug deep into my pockets and rented some community garden space south of town. I learned how to build trellises and fences. I fought with varmints and bugs and weeds. And I learned quite a few things from my garden neighbors, some of whom had been in the plots for 2 decades. I also learned about garden fatigue, which usually sets in during late July when the weeds and the heat are trying to beat you. Sometimes they do beat you. Another lesson, growing food is hard work. Now, even though I'm back in my own yard, I deal with pests, varmints, heat, weeds, fatigue, and often my own agricultural illiteracy. But harvesting that first tomato or snow pea and eating it right there, that never gets old. The feeling of having grown something you can eat is unmatched, whether you've been doing it for 1 summer or for 10. So let's review. All kinds of food can grow in containers. Food can grow in yards. Food can grow in a plot at a community garden, especially since there are more of them around now than there have ever been. Knowing these things, then, it's also important to remember 2 other basic concepts. The first is this. You don't have to know how to garden in order to get started. You don't have to possess a full set of skills in order to plant a few tomato or pepper or basil or flower starts. The basic ingredients of gardening will get you through it. You need seeds or plants, soil, sun, and water. Also, having a philosophical attitude toward the whole enterprise doesn't hurt. If something doesn't work out, you can always replant. Or not. The second concept, and maybe the best concept to remember, in many places right now, you don't even need to have your own land and seeds and tools to grow food. In the Urbana-Champaign area, there are 2 organizations, the Douglas Garden Co-op in Champaign and the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois in Urbana, who are always looking for people to help out with a wide variety of garden-related tasks at their sites, utilizing all of the skills that'll come in handy to get your own garden started when you're ready. Planting, transplanting, weeding, watering, harvesting, composting, and much more. They're not just interested in your labor, either. Leaders at both projects want to teach everybody garden skills. They're just as excited as the volunteers are about doing the work that makes seeds grow into actual food, and the skills they teach will last a lifetime. The best way to learn how to do something is, of course, by doing it. So go on, give it a whirl. even if you come away from your gardening experiences swearing off growing your own food, I can guarantee you'll understand the most important lesson of all, just how much goes into getting those tomatoes onto your plate.
Lisa Brott's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have a story idea for In My Backyard, we would love to hear it. Drop us an email at willagstaff.org. That's willagstaff.org.